tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right, we're ready.
What's going on, guys? Another episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians here on AfterBuzzTV.com. You are listening to us recap Somewhere Over the Cuckoo's Nest today on this Sunday, March 22nd, the first Sunday of spring. Sterling Cates is out today, but I'm Bobby DeMiro. I'm here as always, and joining me are Frankie and Stefan. Hello!
What up?
Ladies and gentlemen, how are you two doing?
Good.
Cuckoo's Nest sounds like maybe that's Chris's
situation.
Lower situation.
What?
Like a cuckoo bird and then a bird nest. And then if you had the imagination, that could be a 59-year-old woman's loose jungle.
Moving on!
Well, Stefan, welcome back, Stefan. Good to have you. Before we jump into all that, now that we've led off with our strongest take, please do subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. I don't know how to get away from that one, but I'm sweating too now.
Yeah.
Please do subscribe on YouTube and iTunes if you haven't already, and keep commenting on YouTube. We love hearing from you guys there or on Twitter. We'll give our handles at the end of the show, but let's do it now too. You can tweet me during the show at Bobby DeMuro. Frankie, where can they get you on Twitter? Because I know you're looking at your phone during the show.
Nope. Put it away. XOXOCESCA. I can spell, guys.
And Stefan is at I Am More Fire, correct?
That is correct.
So give us some tweets, send it out to us, and if you don't, if you comment on the video, we obviously love hearing from you guys there too. Let's get into it right now today. Frankie, I know you want to start with Kylie's lips. Not a main topic, but you have something to say.
It's main, okay? I wish Stir was here to talk with me about this. Everyone always gives Kylie flack online about her lips, and I really like that they touched on it in the episode because you can see when she smiles, her top lip's still really, really thin. And so it's obvious that she, you know, just draws them in extra big. But I like that they were making fun of it and making light of it because, Scott was saying, you know, your lips need to touch, or your nose needs to touch your lips. I don't know. It's just people, clearly we see throughout this episode that everyone loves to put their opinion and their two cents in about the Kardashians, as we always talk about that as well. But, I just like that they show that because
You don't think there's no injections. You think she actually can draw a bigger lip?
Yeah, you actually
I don't know.
Can.
I didn't work at Mac. Sorry, guys.
See, this is why I need you, Sterling. Come back.
You need another woman on the show to
yes.
talk to. I get you. I the thing that I found more interesting in that interchange was Scott saying you look older than you are. You look 25. How old are you? 17? And Kylie goes, "Ooh, I look 25."
I was gonna bring that up too because Tyga's not the only one who's attracted to Kylie in this room, and so it's just like, you know,
Frankie.
My business was here. Now it's on the streets.
Wait, he just admitted it was him. That wasn't me.
Anyway, I did say that Kylie is my favorite Kardashian. You know, she's obviously
not
underage, and I would never see her in any type of romantic light, but I do
think
she's a really pretty girl.
A platonic favorite, Frankie. Yeah. Cut the man a little slack.
Thank you.
Bobby.
This isn't the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen countdown to when they turn 18. We're not doing that.
At all.
They had countdowns for that?
You guys are sick. Yes, they did.
You old folks
yes, they did.
Sick.
It wasn't old folks. That's the internet. Welcome to the internet, Frankie.
They kind of went from 18 to like 40 or something. They look really weird now. Or alien. Anyways,
that's neither here nor there. Anything else on Kylie about her lips? I don't have an opinion on her lips. I wouldn't even notice, but she does look like she's 25 and not 17.
She does.
And that's not necessarily
she did.
A good thing.
She literally jumped from that little Kylie that we saw to this, you know, kind of fashion beauty symbol, I guess you could say, kind of. So I can understand where people, it's just like all of a sudden out of nowhere, Kim and Khloe's heinies got huge.
Yeah,
you know,
they pay for theirs. So you're saying she can draw a bigger lip?
You can draw a bigger lip. And I'm not, you know, I hope that because she is younger, she's not getting any injections. But Scott did say I always see her like poking at her lips, and they do have like lip plumping like gloss. For me,
like
doesn't really
the bee sting
kinda
stuff.
Like, yeah, for me doesn't really work, but some people it really works.
So you've tried this? Then you're
I've
trying
tried
to get your
it.
Lips
yeah.
bigger.
But I
are
mean,
you insecure about your lips?
No, my lips are actually kind of nice.
Your lips, do look phenomenal today. I will say.
Aw, thank you.
Like the color.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm getting a nice education. I would love to continue this. Perhaps we can do
Bobby,
an after
show. Bobby, can I do your lip liner?
No.
Next on the card. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, yeah, what the heck. But no, if we're going to like publicize it, absolutely not. I don't want to get caught up in that.
Okay.
You know, there's people I got to impress out there. Hey, ladies. Okay. Let's talk about Scott and his appearance first. Get that out of the way. Not to disparage it, but it's definitely kind of the third most important topic of the three. And I want to leave the meat of the show for the first two.
Yeah.
So Scott and his appearance with Brody being a DJ, a bunch of people partying around
him. In Ottawa,
in Canada.
Very
Chloe
nice.
Coming to hang out with him and stuff. The first thing I really liked about this appearance was the woman in the giraffe costume coming up to Chloe,
yes.
crying, saying, I'm insecure about my weight, but you make me feel happy, whatever it is. We make fun of the Kardashians, and we should, because they deserve to be made
fun
of in a lot of ways.
I make fun of them.
Because they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
But in this case, you can't, excuse my language, you can't tell them shit, because there are people who need them as role models in one way or another, and they do serve a positive purpose for a woman like this. We don't know her story at all, but the way she was with Chloe, it seemed genuine as hell.
Yeah.
Good for her, good for Chloe. That's a personal connection she can have for whatever the rest of her life, and maybe it's something that keeps benefiting her in her time of need down the road. There's nothing bad about that.
Exactly.
I loved it.
Yeah, I'm glad Chloe clarified and said, you know, hey, yeah, it's known that I have struggles with my weight going up and down. Because initially I was like, can it be kind of offensive if, like, this really fat, like, odd-bodied girl came up to you and
really
said,
fat, first of all.
Thank you so much for representing us in America.
But that's part of the ridiculous, and we cannot speak on this as men as well as women can, but Frankie, I'd be interested to have your point of view on this, or at least what you hear from my mouth right now. Chloe is not a big girl.
I agree.
Entertainment, people look at her and make jokes about being a beast
sure.
and a monster and a man. But when you look at her as an average person, she's tiny compared to an average person.
Yeah.
And she gets called a beast. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, wait a second. That's obviously not fair.
Right.
You know, we don't call her that on this show. We're not contributing to that. But looking at that, it's like Chloe's getting a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
But in that realm, maybe if she's slightly, whatever, different from her sisters or whatever, if she can fill that role for people and is cool doing it, which she clearly seems to be, good for her for filling that role. And really, as dumb as it sounds for us, who would probably never fangirl out, good for her for changing somebody's life in that moment. There's nothing bad about that.
Yeah, and even Chloe, throughout some part in the episode, she said, oh, to Kim, when they're talking about the game, don't make me look like a beast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she knows it. She knows what she gets called behind, you know, well, not behind her back, because clearly.
Well, I think she gets a bad rap because she's taller.
Is she taller?
She's taller than all of them.
You have to think, Courtney, girls.
Kim is actually, I think she might be like an inch or two taller than me, but Courtney's shorter than I am. So if you have small people, not in like small, but like, you know, shorter people, and then Chloe's just big, and she has the lighter hair. She's always like the kind of the different one.
The odd one out.
Yeah. So I think it's easier for people to, you know, pick on that and pull like. But did you guys remember who Henry the Giraffe was?
No.
Henry the Giraffe?
Yeah, yeah, she knew the girl.
Like, oh,
no,
okay.
She didn't know the girl.
Or the character.
She knew the character. So Henry was a blow-up. When she was back with Lamar. Lamar was gone. He sent her Henry.
Oh, yeah.
So I...
Good call.
Yeah, I thought that was cute. She did that for Chloe. She knew Chloe was coming. And I like that she asked, you know, she said, do you know who I am? And Chloe got it right away.
Yeah.
So that was cute. I thought that was really cute.
That's awesome. The Kardashians are certainly not the same as, like, political role models or civil service role models or something like that.
Kim K for prez. Just kidding.
But they will fill that role for better or worse to some segment of the population. And a lot of it, if you go on Twitter and see their followers and stuff, a lot of it is mindless, dumb crap. But there is some stuff like this. So if it's a positive out of it, there's nothing wrong with it. Good for her for using her platform on some level to impact
the
evil boss.
I just have to say, the people that love to, you know, hide behind their keyboard and talk a bunch of shit, excuse my French.
We're already there, so go
for
it.
They are the ones, if you look at their stuff, they have absolutely nothing, or they're like fangirls, fanboys, like this and this and this. So I just think it's really, really funny.
Well, that's the age we live in, so that's how it goes.
No, I know, but I'm just putting the internet out there.
But you bring up an interesting point about there are two kinds of people. There are creators and consumers, and that's very general. And creators consume content, too. We do, obviously. But the it tends to seem that the less you create, the more you criticize. When you start creating things of your own, painting, art, films, whatever it is, good or bad, you start saying, oh, I'm putting this thing out, I think it sucks, maybe I better not criticize the next person because now I know how hard it is to put yourself out there.
Right,
and
right.
I think the more of us put ourselves out there as we start to do, whether it's even blogging or writing or whatever, the more you put yourself out there, maybe the more you put yourself in a public figure's shoes and say, hey, maybe I'm not going to blow Chloe up on Twitter again because somebody's going to blow me up because my stuff is just, I'm just as insecure.
Because if you turn around, no one's perfect or, you know, lives a saintly life. So you're going to find dirt on anyone, or you're going to find things that, you know, you might have said wrong and taken the wrong way. And so I guess this is perfect to lead into their costumes and the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
Because right off the bat, I mean, they get so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of likes, and you just look at their comments and they're just ridiculous. Any celebrity or a public figure, there's always someone in there that has a crazy comment. But I thought it was very interesting, as they clearly did in the show, that Scott's comments were positive, and Chloe's comments were negative. So I want to ask you guys, do you think it's a gender thing?
No.
In any way? Or
I believe,
do you think it's the name?
I believe it's actually an insult to Scott. They expect more out of Chloe. So when she does stuff like this, she's the one who had it together. In the Chloe Lamar situation, she had it together. Lamar fell off the rails.
Yeah.
So they expect a little bit more out of Chloe. They expect her to be more consistent. So when she posts it, people are like, what are you doing? When Scott posts it with his history, and when you refer to yourself as the Lord, you become a ridiculous kind of performance artist in and of itself. So people, when Scott does it, it's like, ah, he's a legend. When Chloe does it, it's like, hey, we expect more to you. Is there a gender thing there? Maybe that men will get away with more than women? Probably, on a level, I'm sure. But I also think it's actually kind of an insult to Scott. They're saying he's a legend. They're saying we want your life. They're saying whatever. And it's kind of tongue-in-cheek saying, dude, we want your life because you're absurd. You're not even a human being anymore. You're just, look at the life that you live, you know?
Yeah.
Stefan, what do you think?
I had a difficult time with this because I didn't see anything wrong with the photo. So I'm still trying to figure out.
What about the caption?
Were they mad at the caption or was it the photo?
Oh, no, I'm asking you, did you see anything wrong with the caption? Because the photo, I don't think anything was wrong with the photo.
I took issue with the photo.
The caption's funny.
See, I didn't.
Because she was saying she was tongue-in-cheek, but I could understand how that is offensive.
I didn't find offense in either, so.
I took issue with the photo, and somebody said it. One of the captions was, or one of the comments on Instagram was, you know, it's not a costume, it's a culture. That's what I took issue with, you know.
Okay.
Would you go dress up anymore? Remember on this show last year, we criticized Chloe at that birthday party for wearing a headdress.
Mm-hmm.
That's a culture, not a costume, and she took a lot of flack for that. Same deal.
So, but, the people that were making these comments, I want to know if they've ever worn like sombreros and had like Taco Tuesday.
Maybe they
were dressed up as a samurai or whatever. You know, everybody could be upset.
So I don't.
Oh, I'm not saying the comments are perfect.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just.
Yeah.
We're just talking. But I do feel like it was the two of what I said, that it's a gender thing.
How do you expand on that? How do you think it's a gender thing? Because I don't think either of us got that. So I'm curious why you think that is a gender thing.
Because, everyone loves to like. It's a double standard. Like, you think about, like, dating and stuff like that. Guys can get away with doing this, and girls can't, and they're automatically, you know, put under a certain title. So I kind of feel like guys can do crazy things or do whatever, and girls can't. It might not be more so of that, but I do feel like it is, because also at the same time, he's going to have more guy followers than girl followers, too. So there's going to be different kind of, you know, different kind of comments.
Yeah.
But as far as I think also it's a name because people, like I've said this on every show, people love to hate on the Kardashians no matter what. So she could do anything, like the giraffe thing. She could post about that or something. There's still going to be someone in her comments saying, what do you really do? You don't work. You don't do this, blah, 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 blah. So I think it was kind of a mixture of both.
For sure, and that comes with the territory, and they've known that forever.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of surprised she took as much umbrage with it as she did to say, wait a minute, why are people commenting negatively? Because if you post anything for them, you're right. I think they get 20,000 negative comments, and it becomes so ridiculous at some point you just throw it off your back.
I also think it's kind of a part of how they produced it and
what they wanted for the storyline.
Well, for sure.
I'm sure she probably got tons and tons and tons of all these, Chloe, you're a goddess, you know. But for the storyline, it had to be, oh, well, what's wrong with what I'm doing? Now we have a reason to go into Dash store because I don't know what to wear. And I can ask all my Persian Armenian employees about what they their opinion. And let's show our heart for our culture and all this stuff.
That's the thing, is that are those employees, are they a interesting focus group into culture in the Middle East, or are they tokenism, you know? Mm-hmm. And how can you ever really know the difference? Depending on how you look at it, you can make the argument both ways.
Yeah.
So did she ever really learn anything? Was there even a lesson to be learned?
I don't think it came down to any lesson. Yeah, it didn't even get solved.
So, I don't know. I guess my general rule of thumb, just like you said with Taco Tuesday and sombreros or samurais or the headdress or, you know, Saudi, you know, chic culture, whatever. If a living human or a cultural group has worn this, it's just probably not a good idea to party in it, you know?
Yeah, but then you can't wear the afros if you're a white dude trying to be like, everything is off limits.
But not everything. There's a ton of costumes.
This is supposed to be a fun... You can actually, it's even like being tongue in cheek with your outfit or your appearance.
Sure.
As opposed to what you're saying.
There are a ton of costumes to be worn that don't possibly conflate costume and culture. That's the issue for me.
I think if we open the door there, everybody's going to be having some type of sensitive reaction to everything.
Yeah.
Even if you wear a witch costume, the Wiccans are going to come out of the freaking woodworks.
And you know what? Maybe they should.
Speaking of coming out of the woodworks, that guy flew on the stage. I wonder how many, like, every appearance they make, I wonder how many people attempt to get on the stage.
Oh, a ton at different levels of crazy. I think there's a lot of people who just want to hang out or whatever. And then there's a guy like this. And we don't know what we saw a good clip of him running, so Lord knows what he was doing.
He was like, Chloe, I love you.
But that's a little interesting. Little, and it could have been aided by alcohol, or maybe he was just a creepy dude. But either way, I was thinking right before he did that, I was thinking that if I went to these appearances, like, it'd be kind of cool to jump down to the audience with him and be wild. And then he does that, and I'm like, oh, maybe not. Maybe,
I'll stay up here where it's safe and people aren't crazy.
Shout out to the Canadian either security people or the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Well, I don't know who it was.
Did you see Scott? He looked like he
went after
he looked
that,
like I'm about to hurt somebody.
Well, it's because Scott and Chloe are in love.
I was going to say, it goes right into your theory. You had to protect this woman.
Yes.
No.
Right into your theory.
Because
why was it them two that was chosen for this? There's a lot to your theory, Bobby. I've been watching.
It wasn't chosen. She decided to go with him to support.
So why did she
Because
decide?
They have that friendship. Mm-hmm. First of all, there was those rumors, I think we talked about Kylie and Scott, right? Why aren't you guys making any comments about the beginning of the episode?
Well, that is...
And then Chris!
That is a little creepy. We'll talk about Chris in a second. You relax. You just, like, be there with your pretty
Rolling
lips.
Rolling my eyes, everyone who's listening and not watching.
Shout out to Ottawa. For whatever reason. You guys look like you're having a blast out
Ottawa
there.
Ottawa is the capital city of Canada.
Yep.
So, fun fact that probably a lot of people already knew. Okay, anything else with Scott's appearance? I like what he says about...
Go ahead.
What did you say?
Nothing. I don't want to say something on here and get attacked in the comments.
But I won't put her business in the streets.
Were you asking a question about geography?
Was yes, I was. Kind of. Anyways.
Let's cover Scott and Brody real quick. Obviously, it's a contrast in styles. Brody is not responsible for Scott's behavior because Scott is an adult. But, and we talked about this before, does Brody or anyone else have any obligation to be like, hey, we can't party as hard with this guy here? Or do you say, hey, this is our scene. If you don't want to do it, don't come.
They're at appearance. They're at a nightclub. That comes with the territory. And if you're going to do business, you do business. But if it was like a small get together and they invited Scott over and then they're drinking, then okay, that's kind of a little insensitive.
Yeah.
But no, this is work. He knew there was going to be alcohol, and I'm actually surprised that he only had half a glass of wine, like you said.
Not surprised. I'm proud. I'm very proud of Scott how he handled himself. He shots were being passed, champagne was being. It was a celebration, and he even said, man, as the party went on, as the night went on, the party got better. And he opted out. Scott, he's maturing.
Well, so far we know what happens to him after this, so maturing is a relative term. We'll see. But in this particular episode, and he said he had fun anyway sober, which is a good sign. That's what he's supposed to do. I still think you got to get out of the nightclub game if this is your vice. I mean, but
essentially, that's what it's going to have to come down to.
It's the only solution.
What other job is he qualified to do?
Well, run the country because he's Lord Disick.
he has opened restaurants and stuff before, right? He can manage things like that, I think.
Okay.
On the business side, he's got to get out of the appearance game. And I know it's very lucrative. They'll pay you tons of money to come for 2 hours. It's a nice work if you can get it. We wouldn't turn it down, I don't think.
Nope.
But, you know,
we wouldn't be drunk off our asses and making fools of ourselves.
Or if we would, I think we would realize, as Scott needs to do at some point, that the rest of your life has to balance out in one way or another, and you need to make some choices. His choices are limited relative to ours in a hypothetical situation because he's got a third kid on the way. It's a little bit different.
Not on the way.
Well, here now. I mean, on the way in the show here.
Yeah.
But here now, I mean, he's got three kids now. Those choices are different, and that balance sheet becomes very different than, you know, hey, Stefan and I, let's go to club, whatever, man, every night. Yeah. It's different when you got three kids at home.
Yeah. So, your father.
You know, I don't know how many fathers are making club appearances like that, but we'll see. But we hit on that a lot about Scott. Let's move on to the Vidya game.
Vidya game.
Kim and Courtney and Chloe and Niccolo, the Glu Mobile CEO. Boy, those Glu Mobile employees looked happy to have Kim Kardashian there, didn't they? She's making them a lot of money.
You went from some thousands to millions of dollars.
Whatever the venture capital is and whatever, she's making them a good chunk of change. And they've got a ton of people's data from, you know, these free apps, ladies and gentlemen, are not free.
No.
They're crawling your entire data history.
Right.
If you're not paying for something, you are the, if you're not the customer, you're the product.
Yeah.
Let's remember that. Shout out to Facebook. Let's talk about this video game. Kim and Courtney, who is in the right? Who is in the wrong? Did Kim come in correctly, or is Courtney being oversensitive, whatever?
I don't think Kim initially came in correctly. I don't think she needs to, like, sugarcoat it. It's her sisters. You talk to your sisters, whatever. But afterwards, when Courtney said she didn't want to, she kind of did flip out a little bit. But I understand where Courtney's coming from, because Kim is making a ton of money off of this game. A ton of money. And I can understand, you know, they're making money regardless, but to just be like, hey, just be in it and you're going to have to sign this deal that you're not getting. That's kind of a little like, ouch.
Yeah. I disagree. I don't think she came off. Well, you can't just start off saying, hey, it's your sister, so you can come at them however.
Well, I said, I didn't say she came at them crazy at first.
Yeah. No.
They were just talking like, they were just like, hey, I want you guys to be in it. It was after that Kim started freaking out that I didn't think that was cool.
Well, you know, when it's your family and you're like, hey, I'd like for you guys to be in this or whatever. And then there's a legal document that follows that conversation. You've changed the dynamic from, you know, hey, we were on the couch just chilling to, you know, I need a lawyer present. You know, I think she flipped it. Kim got exposed a little bit, you know. I think she's allowed to play like this floaty princess of sorts, and she really came across as a real vixen and kind of a diva, you know.
Interesting.
To her family.
I'm completely on Courtney's side. I know Courtney said it wasn't about the money. It's more about asking for a favor, how you came at me when you flipped out, like Frankie was saying. I'm on Courtney's side for the money. If we... Nobody is going to ask us to be in a video game because our name is worth nothing.
Right.
So when you work, and we can argue about the work the Kardashians do, but when you put in the work...
You just saw them working in this episode.
And put in the time to make your name worth something, it is your... fully within your right to get compensation back for people using your name.
Of course.
So even in a family relationship, I think Courtney would have been right if we take her face value and say it wasn't about the money, whatever. I don't necessarily totally believe that. But she would have been right to say, you need to pay me, you know. And maybe we can talk about the relationship and how they came at each other and Kim with the legal document. But financially speaking, I think Courtney deserves that money and she should make money. And you can't
just
do favors for everybody. At one point, you know, where do you draw the line? Where does it end?
Yeah, and what is a favor if there's millions of dollars on the line? That's not, you're not doing a favor.
Kim pulled her the card of I made you in this episode,
which was harsh.
I'm not going to buy you a pair of shoes. I bought you a career. There are some things you say in family. You can get away with a lot. Frankie, you're right. You can come at your family differently than anybody else. But there are some things you say that go too far. I don't know if that was one, but that was real bad.
That was definitely one.
And she didn't back down from it. She had, you know, she had a couple other few jabs in there that I felt like were her saying, y'all know the truth and you know who I am. I am. This family is nothing without me. And it just showed the ugliness of Kim and who she truly is.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can't say who she truly is because we all say crazy things to people that we really care about sometimes. But, I mean, it is true that, I mean, it's not true. I don't want to say that. They've all kind of built their way on their own. But Kim definitely did have a big part in their name being blown up. And I don't think that, you know, she should have been shoving it down anyone's throat.
She shouldn't have. And Kim is the one. If Kim left the public eye tomorrow, Chloe would stay in it for a while. Courtney would disappear very quickly. No offense to Courtney. She's just not as interesting. She's at a different place in her life.
Yeah.
It just, Kim is the one and Kim knows it. But even with knowing it, you can't say that.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Not to your family.
I'm not going
to
tell you guys this show is nothing without me.
Bobby, shut up.
But I agree, Bobby.
Thank you. This is why we need more Stefan. And less lip talk, whatever.
Yeah, if we get into lipstick, we're going to lose here.
These girls last week led off with Kim's blonde hair. Totally blindsided me.
But listen, what people... Do you not read magazines or see anything? People go crazy over the littlest things like that. What? So it's only right, if we're talking about them, that we touch on all the little crazy things.
I'm just saying. You change
your hair, Bobby, nobody cares.
Exactly.
Kim Kardashian does... We care.
That's the problem with society. Not that the Kardashians are famous. It's that they change their hair and it's news. That's the problem.
We've touched on the problem.
We've solved society's issues. Next week, we move on to world peace. So at the end of the day, the makeup between Kim and Courtney, anybody buying that? Because I'm not.
No. Nope. And I like, you know, Courtney said, oh, thanks for the apology, but I didn't hear any sorry. And I know that things get cut out, but it was kind of like, okay, I'm coming at you the way you want me to come at you, so you can do what I want you to do.
Yeah. Here's a life lesson, right? When you have to apologize to somebody, don't say, I apologize. Don't be like, oh, it sucks you felt bad, or I feel bad that you were hurt. Say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Say those two words.
But say it only if you mean it.
Exactly. But say that is like your lead statement. People have press conferences and do this all the time. I apologize for my actions. No. Say, I'm sorry. Say you messed up. That's what you need to do. Kim didn't do it. And then there was that interchange with them very briefly at the end, talking about money or whatever, where Courtney was like, I can't remember what they said, but Kim said something along the lines of like, you know, but you know why we're here. You know why we're famous, kind of making a joke. And Courtney's like, it's all of us together. Whether she believes that or not, you have to lead with that. You are a family. It is all of you together. You know, it can't be the Kim show, even though it is.
Absolutely. I think apology or not. And they're probably going to go through with it and everything, and she'll be compensated, and that's all good. Courtney had to make a slight stand for herself. She stood up for herself really quickly. She's going to get kicked back down. She knows it. But Kim kicks them around.
Yeah.
She bullies them, and that's what I think was kind of, you know, peeled back. We got to see behind the curtain. Courtney stood up for them getting bullied.
And it's interesting to see Courtney and Chloe's different reactions today. I think speaks to their personalities in general. Mm-hmm. Courtney sees the bigger picture. She sees the more serious picture. She has to. She has a family. She has kids. And that may just be her personality. Chloe, especially at this stage in her life, is a little more flighty. And that's not an insult. It's not a bad thing.
She's
a little more free. She's a little more like, ah, Kim's ridiculous. I'll do Kim's thing, whatever. Not a big deal. And it's interesting to see how they look at it differently. And knowing that they look at this differently because they're different human beings, Kim maybe now needs to realize that lesson and come at them differently. She can go to Chloe and say, hey, I got this thing. It's no big deal. You want to do it? But she has to go to Courtney and say, hey, this is why this means something to me. I want you involved as my sister. I have to come more above board for you or whatever it is.
Right.
So do you think Chloe is getting compensated?
I would assume. I think knowing this family, they're getting compensated for everything they possibly can, and that's not an insult. If they can get it, hey, man, it's good work. If you can get it, go for it.
Yeah.
And they deserve this compensation. I know you'll watch. Some people watch this and say, well, Courtney, you don't need the money in the video game. You make a lot. Like, you do make a lot. But if your likeness is used, you deserve to be compensated.
Sure.
And if you donate every dollar to charity, that's great, even better if you don't need it. But you deserve compensation when your likeness is used. There's a reason we have trademark laws and things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Because one day this will dry up. I know that they probably have financial advisors and they're saving a ton of money. And one day, you know, look at all the professional athletes who go broke and the singers who go broke. This will dry up one day for the Kardashians, and hopefully they have made enough money to, you know, help generations from
hopefully.
Now.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But
hopefully
you never know. You never know. You really never know with this stuff.
Speaking of dried up, Kris Jenner has a new beau.
I cannot believe that was the segue.
As I sip my tea. No, I'm kidding.
That was worse than any bad word we could have used.
That was worse than our opening of this podcast.
That's the language advisory right there. Put the children to bed. We're going to talk about Kris and her 17-year-old boyfriend. How old is he really? 33?
32.
Okay, Corey
Younger
Gamble.
Younger than Kim and Courtney.
Younger than her children.
That's a little odd. Can't really say stuff about Kylie and Tyga, you know?
That's true. Excuse me. Kim or Kris has no place to talk, even being the mom, if you're going to date that young. I'm okay with dating younger, but the younger than your own kids thing is a little...
It's a bit much.
And it's not only that, it's how often she sees her kids. If you lived across the country, if you saw your kids for Christmas, if it was a different situation, maybe. You know, you're in your own lives. But their lives are completely intertwined every second of the day. It's a little weird.
Yeah.
But besides that, are we buying the Corey Kris relationship? I know we know what happens. I know we know what goes on now. But what we know in the episode, are we buying their connection? Because we don't really learn anything about Corey.
Listen, the only way – this is what I've heard.
Okay. Clearly.
The only way to get over anyone is to get under someone else. So clearly Kim said –
Say that one more time slower. I want the whole world to hear it.
The only way
to get over someone.
Over someone is to get under someone else.
Is to get under someone else.
This is
not that I would know
heard.
By any, you know, personal experience or anything.
Is that a girl is that a girl saying?
No, that's like
life.
You've
well boys
never heard
don't
it?
Get a, I don't think we, can we get under someone?
That's what I was wondering.
That's a girl statement.
No. I don't know. But, I mean, again, Kim clearly stated that she heard a lot of that going on.
She did.
So, you know, Kris might have, you know, not had that much fun with Bruce at the end. And she just needed something to spice up her life.
Kris was not having fun with Bruce, if we're going to call it fun, boys and girls. So she absolutely deserved a boy toy. She chose African-American, like my man Scott already predicted.
That was hilarious. That
the best part wasn't the African-American line. It was the next line when whoever he's talking is like, really? And he goes, trust me.
He's like, I know this family.
He knows me. The Kardashians.
So, you know, she just wanted to get her screws loosened up a little bit. So
she didn't even need to go to Jamaica. She got her groove back.
So that's where they go. Yeah, Stella.
That's a really good reference.
Stella.
Yeah, I have no problem with her doing that. Not that she needs our permission, but good for her. You know, I kind of feel for Kim. You're you know, married to one of the most powerful entertainers in the world. You've got a huge brand on your own right, and you're sleeping in a room underneath your mom.
Oh, geez.
You're having to stay awake at night to hear this.
Those like marble floors and all that, you wouldn't be able to hear anything.
Well, apparently Corey Gamble knows what the hell he's doing.
This is where you cue Trey Songz and The Neighbors Know My Name.
Neighbors know my name. Knocking, singing, singing. People don't know that unless you've been under somebody to try to get over somebody, Francesca.
I told you, I don't know anything about these. I just hear these things.
Is it getting hot in here?
It's very hot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. wow.
I'm glad she's got a boy toy. You know, if I had to make a prediction, as we are, you know, beyond it now, I would have predicted that this was not going to last. Obviously, this is going to be, you know, a short term.
I mean, it's
fun
like the rebound
exhibition situation.
But I thought the interesting thing when Scott, I believe it was Scott, Kim and Chloe were talking, and they were all kind of like, wait a second, wasn't Bruce supposed to be the kind of rebound? And it was a real quick dating thing, and a couple months later, they were married. And then 25 years later, boom, you know.
And Bruce is, what, a Mr. Olympian.
Yeah.
No, he's got a whole lot going on.
He does.
Chris doesn't choose men who are roadies or road managers.
Yeah.
In that way, in a career realm, maybe he's beneath her. And because of the age difference, they don't probably, you would think, have as much in common intellectually or whatever. There's something to be said. Date people at the same stage of life you are.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to have fun with somebody younger or older or whatever, hey, whatever. But you gotta, it's not just common interests. You gotta date somebody who's at the same stage of life you are.
Sure.
I think that probably makes it better. And for those two, they clearly are not. So.
That's why I thought that, the baby face situation that was old, you know, I don't know. It's alleged that anything happened between them, but I thought that might have been a good match. He's, you know, he's been there. He's experienced.
Yeah.
And he's definitely, on her level. If, like, higher than her level. He's done and created a lot of careers and done some things.
Of people who aren't family members. One question for you guys. I got this from a Twitter follower who watches us. Does Chris change her name back to Kardashian or something? Will she leave the Jenner name? Does she want that Kardashian brand on her?
Wait, isn't
That's
it?
So thirsty if she does. That's very, very thirsty.
I don't think it's thirsty if she were to go back to the older name. But didn't I feel like I heard something that she's keeping Jenner?
Maybe she, I'm just curious. I have no
remember.
Idea. I just had the question posed to me. I
What's
said, that's
her
a great
maiden
question.
Name?
I can't
Chris.
Remember.
Chris.
Yes, it's Chris.
Right. So if she's going back to anything, you were divorced from soon to be Bruce and before Robert, go back to Chris McGillicuddy, whatever, whoever she is before now. What's
what
her maiden
hell?
Name?
This is the research you can expect on AfterBuzz TV.
I actually know
we got
people,
our crackpot team on it right now.
I actually know people that have kept their previous marriage name while they're married to someone else.
Of course.
So,
if you talk about it.
No, not famous. Oh, her last name's, I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Houghton.
Houghton. Is that it?
Yeah.
Houghton. Okay.
It's kind of like Houston and Houston. Houghton. You don't know how to pronounce it.
Houghton.
Well, I don't think she would definitely not go back to that from a business perspective, at least.
Mm-hmm.
But she could keep Jenner because she's recognized.
She could just be Chris. She could just do the whole Kendall thing and the whole.
That'd be interesting, too.
I mean, yeah.
I think her talk show career might be over, so it may be a moot point.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So
she might
be
able to pull it off,
point,
though.
But we'll see.
K-R-I-S.
Just an interesting thing that got thrown to me, and I said, you know what? That's actually a great question. I have no idea. So
yeah.
If you know anything, I know people on YouTube a lot comment and say, hey, you know, I read this thing or whatever. So if you've got a link to Chris with a new last name or not, drop it on YouTube. We would love to hear it, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on Chris and Corey Gamble, you guys? What about this wedding? Is it inappropriate to take him to that wedding, to Lance Bass's wedding, in this context? Is it too soon, too far, too fast?
I do think there is kind of some sort of wedding etiquette, but sometimes if it's it depends on how intimate the wedding is.
Let's ask Brody Jenner about wedding etiquette.
Oh, geez.
He's still salty about the Kanye.
Did you guys watch they did like a hour or two special on Lance getting married. Did you guys watch it?
I didn't see it, no.
Yeah.
It's a cool Lance Bass wedding. You know, you bring your boy toy. I think it's appropriate.
I feel like Lance Bass probably would have approved of that.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
I mean, clearly he did.
Toy.
They went.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, he seems like a cool dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lance Bass is down. This isn't like
it's going to be fun. It's going to be free.
This isn't Kim's over-the-top, uber-serious wedding. This is probably Lance Bass. Like, dude, bring, like, your pool. I don't care.
Right.
Bring whoever.
Your pool boy?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to say?
Bring whoever. What does it matter?
Yeah. And, you know, they'll get in the corner with a couple of drinks and say, oh, he's really cute. He's cute, Chris.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
No, I'm not acknowledging you even
said
that.
Shout out to Lance
that.
Bass.
Next.
Let's move on. We got a lot to do, so let's do it right now. Let's talk news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Just going to leave Stefan on that island. First thing we know, we need
it's
to
not
go
Jamaica.
To. Stefan getting his groove back. First thing we need to go to, we have a picture of this. Rob Kardashian posted on Instagram today with a caption, "This is my sister Kim, the bitch from Gone Girl." The picture is of Rosamund Pike, the actress in Gone Girl, covered in blood.
Crazy, crazy
what
character.
What do we make of this picture? And this relationship between Rob and Kim from what we see on Instagram.
Well, okay, did Kim say anything back or post anything back?
Not the last I read, but I know the Daily Beast is covering this, so they will get to the bottom of it.
Is he calling her crazy?
Was he going at her, though?
Yeah.
He was going at her. I mean, she has a man's blood all over her. It's Neil Patrick Harris's blood. That's the actor who plays the whatever in Gone Girl. I never saw the movie.
I think it plays right into what I'm saying about Kim. I think she's really, she's got some issues that we don't know about. Of course, they're not just going to allow us into or any insight into who Kim is, but I think she's actually a scary person.
What?
She bullies the family.
I take an issue in this instance with Rob, though, okay? And I am Rob's biggest defender, and we talked actually probably a calendar year ago about him for a long time on the show very seriously. But if you're going to leave the public eye, which he has done and wished to remain private and left all of his whatever, if you're going to do that. You can't take pot shots on Instagram.
Sure, I agree with that.
Nobody,
that came out of nowhere.
Nobody wins when you fight, when public figures fight on Instagram. Amber Rose and Chloe, nobody won that. Nobody came away looking better. When public figures fight on Instagram, nobody wins. It's just popcorn for the rest of us. Yeah. And when family members fight like that, forget it. There's certainly no winners. Yeah. And Rob, if you're going to live the private life, do what you need to do. Whether or not you think you need to get help or whatever, do what you need to do and what makes you happy. You can't then come back and take pot shots. I don't think. I think it's foul play.
I think there's going to be some things that really come out in the next we're in prediction, so I'll just predict the next couple
of years.
We're in
gossip, actually.
Oh, same news difference. And gossip.
I think there's going to be some things that come out about Kim later on from her own family.
Interesting. Somebody writes a tell-all or something? Mm-hmm. That would be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That would be very interesting.
Why? We know everything.
No, if somebody goes rogue, we know the corporate stuff. That would be a very, very interesting thing. But to this point, this family has been in the public eye long enough that things like this have not cracked them yet.
Yeah.
And it's not just Chris. It's whoever else is part of their management team and their production company or whatever. But Chris is definitely the helm of it. Nothing has cracked them yet. There hasn't been a huge scandal yet with a family member like this.
Yeah.
I don't know if this will cause it or if Rob will be the rift, because he's definitely the odd man out in this public life. Yeah. Everybody's doing their thing, and then there's Rob.
And then you throw in Kanye in any situation, and anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Maybe he's the guy, and whatever might or might not be going on with Bruce, I don't know if that affects it, but maybe Rob is the odd man out, and something does happen. That's an interesting point. This was over the top, though.
Yeah. I can't believe he came at her like that. Rosemond, I mean, Gone Girl was serious.
Man. All right. Let's move on.
Did you find it? Let me see it.
We had the picture. I think we were trying to get it up. I hope we get it up.
Yeah, I think it's up for everyone.
Okay.
But yeah, that is something else. Let's move on to our next one. We've got Lamar. Some classic quotes from Lamar about French Montana.
Ooh, let's hear that.
A source, take that word for whatever the hell you want it to mean, maybe Ken Baker, talked to HollywoodLife.com about what Lamar thinks about French Montana, who apparently is like still this on again, off again, maybe they're hanging out, maybe they're not, whatever, with Chloe.
They're friends.
But Lamar, the source. Benefits. The source said this about Lamar.
Okay.
Quote, Lamar loves that Chloe spends all of her time with French. He's not mad. The more time she spends with him, the better. Lamar thinks that the more she's around French, the quicker she will realize that he's a tool and not someone who she could ever take seriously. Lamar thinks French is a leech. Lamar has never for a minute been threatened or intimidated by this dude.
Well, he is if he's making comments.
Well, that's the source, not Lamar. So take that for what it's worth. Furthermore, this is a good one. Yeah. Quote, Chloe doesn't even respect French. She loves that French wines and dines her, takes her on exotic vacations, and spends a fortune on her. She loves all that, but at the end of the day, French is not getting in her panties. Lamar is, and that's the difference. Lamar loves that French does all the legwork by spoiling Chloe, but when it comes to her heart and laying down the pipe...
Whoa.
That's when Lamar shuts it down. French is all games for Chloe. That's it. And that's all.
So are they in the bedroom with them? Like, how are... Like, I don't understand.
I would have like, to... Literally. I think we need to out that source. I don't know how true that is. But if true, a big deal, right?
I think I kind of agree with the source on almost all accounts. I think...
How can you agree if you don't know?
Well, it's alleged.
With what we know.
You know, but my belief system is I'm sure she's doing her thing and she's had a fun time with French.
Doesn't seem like the sharpest pencil on the block.
You are right in line with the editorial policy of this show that French is a few bricks short of a wall.
Yeah.
But he makes great music.
Oh, God.
That's even arguable. but I do think Lamar, what that source is trying to say is Lamar's still hitting that.
That's what I'm
in secret. Low.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
My man Lamar. I love it.
You know, you just have connections with certain people and you just can't, you know.
Yeah. Or you were married and you're really
That would
connected.
Be a connection.
Yeah. You're super connected.
I guess we'll have to see how that plays out. Personally, just me, I would much prefer to see Lamar than French Montana because we won't need subtitles to hear what Lamar has to say.
That's French. My prediction. They'll be back together.
Just French mumbles, man. Just French really mumbles. Like, you know what I'm saying, man. It's just ridiculous, man. This is just rapping and shit.
Drinking too much lean, sipping on that syrup.
I don't know, man.
All that dumb stuff that all y'all think is so cool out there in the rap world. It's not cool.
And Lamar's smart, well-spoken. Hope he gets whatever help he needs. Lamar's a great guy. Yeah. We like Lamar. All right. I think that's about it for news and gossip. Let's move on to predictions, although I don't know if we can top what Stefan just dropped.
And now...
I drop bombs. I love the tell-all prediction. That's like a 6 year from now.
Yeah,
that's the long play.
Yeah.
I see you working over there. Frankie.
Well, I'm only here for little spurts, so I got to give y'all some good stuff.
We're just going to come back in 3 years. Remember that Stefan? Remember that prediction he made in 2015?
Right.
I still can't believe it's 2015, guys.
It's not only. Could you stop folding your paper and focus?
Making
with
a fan.
Yeah, people do make fans.
Well, all right, Frankie, you got any predictions, or are you just going to go on?
Well, I mean, we see in the preview for the next episode that there's a car being dropped off at Courtney and Scott's house. So, I mean, I just feel like he might have just kind of like an addiction problem in general.
Mm-hmm.
And because I meant to brush on this when we were talking about it earlier, but I could be around alcohol all day, every day, and half the time I could choose not to drink. But for some people, it is very hard because it is a problem. So, I think we'll see more of Scott's addiction problems in the next episode.
That's true. I mean, there's no way for us to diagnose it because we actually don't have PhDs in psychology, which is crazy, I know.
But maybe
he does have an addictive personality more so than just alcohol is the factor.
Yeah.
And that's just the factor because he's in clubs all the time and it leads to other things. That's an interesting, you know, supposition, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no way to know.
But going off of kind of what Stefan was saying about a tell-all or whatever, I'm actually surprised... Well, Kendall and Kylie kind of did their little book that kind of loosely has them as characters, but I'm surprised no one's really written a memoir quite yet.
As awful as this is going to sound, and I don't wish this on these people or anyone else, the empire will come crashing down at one point
Absolutely.
Or another, and it will be interesting to see how and when and how deep the crash happens. Maybe it will just be they fall out of favor, their stuff stops getting stocked in stores, you know, the gig is kind of up, which might happen. Or maybe something very bad happens that you don't wish on anybody. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
But I'm just interested to see when the American love affair with the Kardashians ends.
Can you imagine any other family getting bigger than them? Can you think about someone right now? Because not even the royal family... I mean, they get a lot. I'm sure it's a little bit different overseas, but out here in America, there's definitely people that are obsessed with, you know, Prince Harry and the prince
and
all that.
I think apples and oranges.
No, but I'm just saying, can you imagine another family? Like, think about families, you know, right now that are in the business. Can you imagine another family being bigger than them?
Look at, like, Newlyweds with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. It never took off like this. Look at the Osbournes. It never took off like this. I mean, they're definitely an outlier. They're the one of these, like, famous
for nothing families. I'm not even saying anything about them. I'm just literally asking you guys, can you think of anyone that could possibly...
I can't right now.
It's crazy.
No. They've done something that I don't think could be duplicated, especially rising from kind of the ashes that they did, you know?
Yeah.
You know, however you want to look at their start and what made them. So, yeah, no, I don't.
Ray J. Ray J, man.
Got to have Ray J connected.
Excuse you, Bobby.
Ray J. The whole thing goes back to Ray J.
It does.
When the apocalypse is upon us, we will look back and say, you know what? If Ray J doesn't hit record, none of this happens.
Yeah. It's your fault.
For better or worse, it's Ray J.
And he loves it.
He is, you know, patient zero of this Kardashian epidemic. It's Ray J.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope he's getting a cut of everything.
I hope he is.
Just kidding.
I don't know what he's doing right now, but I hope something's good happening.
He got a cut. And yeah, it will dry up, you know, just like
everyone.
The cuckoo's nest.
Oh my lord. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I can't wait. I can't predict how it will dry up. Obviously, hope nothing bad happens to anybody. I hope if it's going to dry up, I hope it happens like they just fall out of favor and they go off into the limelight, rich as hell, and doing what that's the way to go.
Which nobody ever does. So
hey, maybe Madonna. Look at Madonna right now. Is it drying up?
She
for her?
Won't go off into the. That's true. Probably.
They may never leave. That's a good point.
They will never.
That's true.
They'll hold on for dear life. And I don't think the memoir will come out until the drought begins to happen.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
When you're scrambling for dollars, it's like, well, I guess I'm going to tell all the tea.
100%. Somebody makes a bad financial decision, mm-hmm. they need a payday, and they've got a gripe against Kim or Chris or somebody, that's when that comes out. The mm-hmm. unauthorized memoir that whatever.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's Jose Canseco in baseball, but for the Kardashians. Absolutely. Okay, I think we're done for the day. That was a substantive discussion. You too, man.
What?
Just
watching you two play off each other is just a talk about contrast.
She hates
styles.
Working with me.
Oh,
that's
I know.
What she told her fans.
I 100% know.
It's no, because I'm black, Stephon. Isn't it?
I'm going to get an email tomorrow morning saying, do not ever invite Stephon to replace Sterling.
Listen,
ever
I think
again.
Me and Stephon should have our own like show.
I totally agree.
I don't think there's a replacement for Sterling. Sterling, shout
no,
out to
I'm
you.
Not,
I think
no, yeah, no one can ever replace Sterling.
She's gorgeous
Stir.
And incredible and a wonderful host.
We do love her. And she will be back next week. I think you guys should talk about just current events. Just current events. Kardashians one day, politics the next, and I want your take on that. Like, come on. I want to hear you guys just talk about whatever.
I'm out of the politics. Let's go religion. I'll go religion.
Okay. Let's get out of here before we start going down a road we don't want to go down. Let's talk social media. If you guys want to tweet us, obviously comment on YouTube, subscribe on iTunes, like we said at the top of the show. And if you want to tweet us, you can do that too. Stephon, where can they tweet you?
You can find me at I Am More Fire.
What about you, Frankie?
XOXOCESCA.
And I am at Bobby DeMuro. I will put up our links in the YouTube comments, too, so you guys can click from there. If you're watching or if you're listening to the podcast, you can always go on AfterBuzzTV.com, see all the videos, whatever. We got a big playlist up and everything.
I like that you do that, Bobby. That's cool.
I'm telling you.
That's cool.
That's it this week, guys. Sterling will be back next week. We've also got a special fourth panelist coming in next week who's going to be joining us. We'll tell you more about him or her when they show up. But until then, we're done. We'll see you next Sunday. That's it this week on The Kardashians. Goodbye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.